They are, monsieur, the masters of request of the king's household. And that boar in front of him? He is monsieur the clerk of the court of parliament. And that crocodile on the right? Master Philippe Lollier, advocate extraordinary of the king. And that big, black tomcat on the left? Master Jacques Charmelou, procurator of the king in the ecclesiastical court with the gentleman of the officiality. Come now, monsieur, said Gringoire. Pray, what are all these fine fellows doing yonder? They are judging. Judging whom? I do not see the accused. "'Tis a woman, sir. You cannot see her. She has her back turned to us, and she is hidden from us by the crowd. Stay, yonder she is, where you see a group of partisans. Who is the woman? Asked Gringoire. Do you know her name? No, monsieur. I have but just arrived. I merely assume that there is some sorcery about it, since the official is present at the trial. Come," said our philosopher. We are going to see all these magistrates devour human flesh. 'Tis as good a spectacle as any other. Monsieur, remarked his neighbour, think you not that Master Jacques Charmelou has a very sweet air? Hum, replied Gringoire, I distrust a sweetness which hath pinched nostrils and thin lips. Here the bystanders imposed silence upon the two chatterers. They were listening to an important deposition. Messeigneur, said an old woman in the middle of the hall, whose form was so concealed beneath her garments that one would have pronounced her